That would be Andy Baskin. I would be Jeff Phelps. Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps. We've been talking a lot of Browns, and again, 1 o'clock hour, Kevin Stefanski, Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett will be speaking. We will have those press conferences for you right here on 92.3 The Fan. The Oklahoma City Thunder, with a win tonight, advance to the NBA Finals. Good for them. The Indiana Pacers, with one more win coming up in Game 5 in New York, advance to the NBA Finals. Andy?
Jeff?
As a basketball nut.
Yes.
I think it would be an awesome NBA Finals matchup. It would be wildly entertaining basketball. I think that the two teams are really good. I love the way they both play. I love the way they've both been put together. And I think the NBA would just think, oh my God, Oklahoma City and Indiana. How did we do this? For more than the obvious reason. Give me the obvious reason.
The market size. If you think Cleveland is a small market, this would be the NBA's biggest nightmare as far as television markets. They could not ask for a worst case scenario than this. So just to put in perspective, Cleveland, according to stationindex.com, Cleveland is the 17th biggest television market in the United States, again, according to Station Index. And when we say Cleveland, we're talking about the greater metro area. So it's Cleveland, Akron, Canton, and all things in between. Okay, so right. Everyone gets
anybody that just picks up Cleveland television stations.
So that's market 17.
That's
New York is number one, obviously. I mean, that's why they have, you know, two professional sports teams in every sport, but or three, other than, you know, the NBA. Oh, that's not true. They have the NBA, too, because you got Brooklyn that still counts, too. So New York is numero uno, right? That's the creme de la creme. Like, if the NBA wanted a matchup, their dream matchup is L.A. and New York every time. And every professional sports league just drools over the thought of that. So when you go down the list of teams that are left, there's only one other market that's bigger than Cleveland still in the playoffs.
New York.
Minneapolis. They're just slightly bigger than Cleveland, market 15. It's Minneapolis and St. Paul together. So of those final four teams that are left,
that leaves two.
Indy.
Each with a 3-1 lead in the series.
Yes. Indy is the 25th biggest television market in the country.
Oh.
And Oklahoma City is 45.
Okay. It's the Green Bay or Jacksonville.
Yeah.
And it's not the NFL.
No.
Where it doesn't really matter.
Now, I love it when the NBA or the Major League Baseball or the NFL has to eat it, although the NFL doesn't matter. It does not matter.
No, it doesn't.
No.
No, the market size, because you're going to get big-time ratings nonetheless.
But is Green Bay even bigger than Menor or Parma? I don't even know if it is.
I think it's the size of Canton, isn't it?
Is it the size of Canton? I don't know.
The actual city itself. I think that Canton might actually be bigger. There's one other reason, Andy, that and I want your thought on this one, because I'm not sure I buy it myself, but I think this is another reason why the NBA, and they'll never admit to this, because, you know, good for Oklahoma City, good for Indiana. You know, you built your team, you're winning. That's good for you. But it's this. Think of the superstars, the popular superstars in the NBA. Which one's on Indiana?
Halliburton's working his way in there.
He's working his way in there, but he's not there yet, is he? Mm-mm. Which one's on Oklahoma City? Shea Gilgeous-Alexander is terrific.
Yeah.
I mean, he's really good. And, you know,
that's how they're going to have to market.
And he's the MVP.
Guys. Yeah.
But he is anything but a household name. And
he's not really an easy name to say either.
Well, it doesn't help.
He needs to go to just Shea.
He's going to be like Cher, Cher and Liberace.
Yeah.
Just one.
Yeah. Giannis is really Giannis. Let's face it.
Right.
Most people would just call him, rather call him Giannis.
The lack of overall star power in an Indiana Oklahoma City finals just compounds the issue that the NBA might have here. And that said, from a basketball standpoint, to all that stuff.
Is Jalen Brunson a major star, or just the fact that he wears New York on the front of his shirt makes him
I think that's it more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
I think Brunson is still underappreciated on a national level. But, man, is he good.
It's not – the ratings for this could be – but you know what? I don't care. Ratings are their problem.
Exactly.
And not mine. And when you sit in a city like Cleveland, I cherish the moment to see market 25 go up against market 45.
Absolutely.
I love it. And if they have low ratings, it's on them.
From a basketball standpoint, Andy, this could be a great series if those two teams advance. Really could. Brandon is in Painesville. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, Brandon.
Hello, Baskin and Phelps. How you guys doing?
Good, good.
Hey, this is not like any kind of great radio, I'm sure. No controversy. But I'm loving you guys, loving this topic, because seriously, what Oklahoma City, so what, 13 years, right? When's the last time Indiana was in the finals? Anyone know that?
I couldn't even tell you. Have they ever been?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, when's the last time we really talked about Indiana Pacers without Reggie Miller being at the forefront?
Without Reggie, I don't think you ever have.
So we're talking about something in sports that we don't see a lot, right? And I'm loving this topic because me personally, for this sport, for any sport, to see two teams that don't go, they're not powerhouses, they're not known to go, no one chose them. I can't even imagine the Las Vegas line on this two teams coming into the season. So absolutely loving this. I'm loving that you guys are talking about it. I'm loving your show. I'm gonna shut up now, but I just wanted to weigh in. This is going to be awesome. I'm going to love this series all the way through. So very love nice. You guys.
Thank you, Brandon. From a basketball standpoint, this is going to be great.
Indiana, it is pretty amazing to think about. Indiana has three championships, none in the NBA.
Back in the ABA days.
Yeah, it was 70, 72, and 73. So
when they were led by Mel Daniels.
Oh, yeah.
George McGinnis.
Yeah, George McGinnis.
George ended up with Philly. George was a player, man. George was good. And Oklahoma City, the former Seattle Supersonics.
Yeah, does that... that's
doesn't do
bit,
anything for anybody.
No, it's a little Ravens tier for me, I'll be honest with you.
Well, exactly.
So, when I was out in the Northwest, we'd go over to Seattle every once in a while to catch a game. I mean, it wasn't exactly easy to get over to Seattle, but to go there and then to see them, you know, lose an NBA team. Now, I hope that Oklahoma City getting to the finals helps Seattle speed this thing up to make sure that they've got a team. Because it's only right.
Pacers made it to the NBA finals once, and it was in 2000. One time. They've never won an NBA championship. So am I pulling for them? I kind of am.
I am.
I going into the Cavs series against Indiana, Andy, I mentioned, I did pick the Cavs in that series. My gut kept telling me Indiana was going to win it. My head kept telling me, nope, the Cavs are too good. But my gut kept telling me Indiana, and I didn't go with them. And they look good. They've looked really good against the Knicks. They've knocked off the Knicks and the Bucks last year. This year they could knock off the Bucks, the Cavs, and the Knicks. I mean, they're not missing people. You know, they didn't play Boston, but they lost to Boston last year. But they've just done a really nice job, and they have a nice team with some really good players who play their role. And you kind of keep waiting, and I won't say for the bubble to burst on them because I don't think that's it. But when I watch Indiana, I keep thinking, all right, is your offense going to get stagnant? At some point, are you going to quit moving the basketball? And every team once in a while goes one-on-one. You know, or somebody dribbles a little bit and takes a shot. Indiana keeps moving the ball, and they keep getting open shots, and they pass up a good shot to get a great shot. And, man, I love watching that kind of basketball. I really do.
You go back and look at I can't remember how many years it's been in a row, but every team to get to the East had to go through Milwaukee to get to the finals lately. Last couple of years it's been that way. I found that interesting. And then if you go back and look at the way Indiana beat Milwaukee to get there and then did the same thing to the Cavs.
Yeah.
And now we're on the verge of doing the same thing to the Knicks. Our eyes should have been much bigger going into the playoffs. And you said it right away. You said the Pacers are a bad matchup for the Cavs, but I think it's actually bigger than that. They're a bad matchup for everybody.
And they have been. Johnny's in Cleveland. Hey, Johnny.
Johnny!
Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, guys? Isn't it refreshing that there's not like a controversy, you know, like where you get fans with football? Like, oh, the league made Mahomes, you know, the flags. Like, this is real basketball. We're actually, basketball fans are getting what we want.
Is that good for TV?
Johnny, I think you're absolutely right.
I love watching these guys move the ball, and the Pacers have been just spectacular.
But Johnny, you're a basketball fan.
Yeah.
You know, and for instance, LeBron has wagged the tail that's wagged the NBA dog for 20 years. And it's so easy for the NBA to market a LeBron team, market the Los Angeles Lakers, market the New York Knicks. And here you have two teams in smaller markets that just play great basketball. And Johnny, exactly. You might love it. I love it. My friend Jeff loves it. Jeff sent me a text. He says, Halliburton's a star. Well, yeah, we know that because we're basketball fans. But most people don't know who he is. Ant-Man's great. Well, of course he is. And Shea won the MVP. Great. We know who these guys are. The general public doesn't. And that makes it a tough sell for the NBA.
Exactly. And these teams, even the Knicks, like, they remind me of, like, maybe, for example, our old the Indians run that we had. Like, nobody expected these teams to be where they are. And that's why it makes it more exciting. Like you said, like, the Knicks, it doesn't seem like a New York team. Jalen Brunson's underappreciated. His buddy Josh Hart from Cutley, like, it's a fun, lovable team. No matter who wins this series, I'm happy as a basketball fan. Love you guys. Keep it up.
Thanks,
love
man.
Listening to you guys on the way to work. Keep
Thank you, up. Johnny. We appreciate that. Yeah, see, that's the thing about the Knicks. I've liked the Knicks team. And, you know, Menegan has screamed all year that Thibodeau plays the bejeebers out of his starters. Yeah, he does. And Dan's right about that. But I kind of like their group. I mean, OG Anunoby's really a nice player. Great compliment. You got Hart back there who's scrappy at two guard with Brunson and Kat. And I like what they've done. And I think they're very good. And Bridges is terrific. And I just, could they come back in this series? Yeah, but I don't think they will. Indiana has just had too much going on. And that said, I think we've seen some things here during the postseason that if you're a Cavs fan, you might want to be concerned.
Just point of reference, I was trying to figure out cities that would be bigger than Green Bay. Green Bay has 106,000. If you combine Parma and Menor, you'd have a bigger city than Green Bay.
Which would be really tough to do because geographically, they're not close.
Hey, man, if you don't think Brook Park is in Cuyahoga County, anything's possible now.
If you're a Cavs fan.
Secede. I can't wait till Brook Park secedes.
It's going to be Brook Park County.
It's fine with me.
By the way, it was great to have Ed Orcutt, the mayor of Brook Park, on the show with us yesterday.
He was good.
If you missed
really
that interview, good. You can go back and listen to it. Do it on the Odyssey app. Do it at 92.3thefan.com. The mayor was a fantastic representative of his city and just what they're trying to do with the stadium. So go listen to that. If you're a Cavs fan, Andy, yes. And you won 64 games and you think that, you know, you're the big guys in the East, well, maybe. New York, it's going to be good again next year.
Yeah.
Indiana, going to be good again next year.
For sure.
Orlando should be improved. Milwaukee, let's see. Mm-hmm. Boston, what do they do with Jason Tatum out? I would think you might see a move out of Boston that might bring in somebody and makes you think, uh-oh. Because the Celtics, I mean, their window is still very open, even without Jason Tatum. Maybe he returns at the end of the year. Do the Cavs need to make a move? And do they need to make a move like some of the wacky stuff we're hearing about in trade rumors? We'll share some of those with you coming up on Baskin and Phelps.